Dear Shooter, have you bought a new Glock lately? Did you notice the additional form you have to fill out? And the world is up in arms again, not over a gorilla, this time over a squirrel. Where is Moose when we need him?
It's not about protecting the stupid, it's just, it is what it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a self-identifying llama. And it's because I have a quick temper and I like to spit.
You are not safe, and you are not sacred, and you're both liars.
We're talking about firearms, y'all.
Keep it clean.
I can hide one under there.
One what? I don't want to know.
I look like I got ran over by a paint truck on the way to Sherwin-Williams and then backed over by the short bus.
You know, let's talk about the modern trends in transsexual transitions.
Welcome to the Dear Shooter podcast. Dear Shooter is brought to you by WyoTech, empowerment through self-reliance, and by Lucid Optics, on target, under budget.
Where is Moose when we need him? I mean, okay. So, let's start this off with Glock.
Why not?
you came over tonight, and you put this form in my hands, and this is from Glock, comes with the gun in the paperwork.
So, yeah, just in full disclosure, what happened was I purchased a ticket, won a form from a charity, and it was a, you fill out, pick the Glock you want, it comes to you, right? Well, I got the pistol. Everything's good. Out of morbid curiosity, because I never read that stuff, I open up the envelope that says, please read important information. And inside that is the manual, is the propaganda from the NSSF, a couple other pamphlets, some stuff I don't remember, and this form. Now, what caught my eye on it is it's to be filled out at the time of the 4473. So they're speaking to a dealer with this form.
Right.
And one copy is supposed to go with the customer, and one copy is supposed to go back to Glock. Now, it is
actually, it does not go back to Glock. It says the white copy goes to the 4473, and the canary copy should be retained by the buyer.
So this copy gets attached to your
4473.
Okay, that's no.
That's even worse yet. That's even way worse yet. Because now we have to retain the 4473s forever. It's not 7 years anymore. So it's a perpetual forever affidavit. And if you read the questions on this thing, it's absolutely humorous to me that they expect somebody to answer these things.
Right. So,
question number one.
Always treat your Glock pistol as though it was loaded at all times.
Now, you got to affirm yes or no that you will do that.
By initialing.
By initialing. That's right. This is an affidavit.
Always point your Glock pistol in a safe direction where no one can be injured in the event the gun fires. Never point the gun at yourself or anyone else.
You are affirming that you will do that officially.
And you have to initial this, yes.
That's correct.
Here's one. This is the one that kind of... Glock recommends, this is number 7 on the list, Glock recommends that you use only factory-produced ammunition in good condition and proper caliber for your pistol. And you have to check off the caliber of my pistol is. And then you check that off and then initial it. Now, we talked about this a few months ago. I had factory ammunition that blew up 3 guns.
Correct.
So it's not always
affirming that you will do this, right? So somebody's been sued.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is all about.
But now that you affirm this and they attach it to an affidavit, which is a legal document saying you are who you say you are, you're not a felon, and you have affirmed that you will do all of these actions, if anything goes awry, they can hang it in your rear end.
No, they can't,
so
though.
Deep.
How? Okay, and this is my question. How does this do anything to save Glock from a lawsuit? Because these lawsuits typically come from municipalities or anti-gun groups, not from me.
So when somebody sues, they're going to say, did he understand how to use that firearm responsibly? This affidavit, which is a checklist that you have to initial, of responsibilities that you have to take to own said firearm, it gives them some absolution that you have been warned.
Okay. And at the very bottom, I like this. So it's the buyer's signature and the date. Signature of Glock certified safety counselor or salesperson, because those two things coincide.
They don't even remotely resemble each other.
Dealer name and address. Yes. So now they're hanging it in your ass.
They're putting it in the dealer's. That's right. There's also verbiage in there that you have been shown how to properly field strip and maintain said your firearm.
Yeah, I don't know one. I don't know a sales rep around here that could do that with
counter
every
help.
Fire. Yeah, they, there's
we're
not.
About.
They can't. They cannot. Half the time, they don't even know how to take the damn things apart.
At the counter, you're right.
So how are they supposed to teach me?
Properly load and unload.
There's some of my questions that can do that.
I agree. If you read the list of the questions here, the more you read, the deeper and funnier it gets. And the more you read, the sadder it becomes.
It is sad. Okay, I'm going to throw this out there. Glock, if you are going to make me sign all this, you better have a Glock-certified safety counselor at every gun counter.
And that's a heavy request, especially where Glocks are sold everywhere.
That's right. They're the number one firearm used by law enforcement in the world.
What's interesting to me is it's tucked away inside all the paperwork. It's not out in the open.
That doesn't get opened up at the counter.
Correct.
So how many of these have gone out the door and the store, the salesperson, the dealer didn't even know it was there?
I'm going to say most of them, if not all of them.
Well, again,
because this is a packet that should be opened by the customer.
How does this save their ass? Because as far as I know, the white copy gets attached to the 4473. The canary copy stays with the customer.
Right.
They have no idea where those serial numbers go. It's attached to your 4473, nor do they know where their serial numbers. They don't know what dealer it's at.
And
that's correct.
And without a subpoena, the ATF can't come and start looking through your 4473s.
With a 24-hour notice, they can come review my books. Now, they're not able to take records or pull things out of it without a subpoena.
Right.
But they can come look at it anytime they want. What's interesting to me is Glock supposes that this is actually going to happen by the creation of the document. But then they hide it in the envelope that doesn't get opened at the counter.
Right.
So it looks like to me that this was an agreement as a tenant of a result of a lawsuit that they would provide this form to better enable a social responsibility clause in their absolution of that said lawsuit at the time. I don't know what happened, but it was catastrophic.
Can't we just start putting stickers? Wait a minute. We do put stickers on guns. You know, the same thing like don't use your hairdryer while you're in the tub.
Well, I think the Surgeon General's got his eyes on making warnings for them.
What? Negligence or malicious use of this product can cause injury or death to you or someone else? Oh, wait. That's the big picture
May
rule.
May cause injury or death. Yes. Words matter.
Well, and I'm sorry. I am kind of with Ronnie
His
Barrett.
His forehead just turned red, y'all.
I'm with Ronnie Barrett on this. We make this shit to kill things. I mean, that's... firearms are built to kill.
Well, in this case, it was a Glock 48, right? It is marketed and sold as a defensive pistol.
That's right.
The whole premise behind buying the said pistol
right.
is to defend yourself. You're agreeing
wait,
somebody
you
might get shot.
Yeah, but it says right here, never point the gun at yourself or anyone else. It says that on the form. So that means you can't use that to defend yourself. You can't shoot somebody with this.
Correct.
That's trying to kill you.
I mean, if you read that and you would actually adhere to it, it makes the...
It turns you liable in a self-defense situation.
Yes, it does.
So I just want to put it out there that you're probably the only person I know that actually opened the paperwork. I ripped my gun out of the box and I tossed the box in the loft.
And I'll
There's
bet
probably
you,
a bunch of paper in there.
In those
Why
boxes,
do we keep those?
There isn't a package that says, please read important information. And you've never even looked at the envelope.
Nope.
Yeah, well, why do we keep all those boxes? We never keep the cardboard ones that the rifles come in, but we always keep the plastic pistol boxes. Why?
In case I sell it, the guy who's buying it might want it. From a personal perspective, that's why I do it.
You would sell one?
Well, yeah, I'm
they're
a dealer.
They're like my freaking children.
They're my children. You don't sell your children.
My personal ones I don't sell.
I sell my slaves.
No, I sell the ones that I buy to sell.
And this one, I'm assuming, was not bought to be sold.
No, this one was mine. That's why I opened the important read document envelope.
First time ever a man reads
now,
instructions.
I did read the one that comes
and
with...
look where it got us.
Right, here we are. No, I actually did open up and read the instruction manual for the PD-10. And the only reason I did it is because Rob was bragging that this is like the seventh book that he's written.
And you wanted to see all the typos he made.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, got it.
No, it somebody else edited it.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yep.
We don't let Rob do paperwork.
Smart. So I would be curious to see what Rob had to say about this specific form.
Well, and here's my thing. This is something that I would expect to come from the ATF, right? As a something that would be a rider onto a 4473. And if this had come from the ATF, we would be up in arms.
Yeah.
It'd be torches and pitchforks, right?
Absolutely.
Because this is egregious.
Exactly right.
Now, I get why they're doing it. They're covering their ass, or it's probably a stipulation of a lawsuit that they were involved in. I mean, that's probably where this comes from. I think we agree on that. But how does putting this additional burden not only on the dealer but the consumer help Glock?
Absolution. It's the only thing I can think of that it remotely makes sense. I would be really curious to find out how many of them actually have been filled out and attached to 4473s.
I'd be curious, yeah.
Because I don't imagine it's many.
And I'm wondering how many people even know this thing exists, because this is the first I've heard of it.
And Glock 48 is not a new pistol.
No,
I mean, it's kind of new, but
yeah,
it's not.
But, yeah, but we're talking 3-4 years.
Right.
So,
I don't know. I made me go, wait a minute. These questions are weird.
Right.
And this has to be attached to the 4473 as if it's an official document, and you have to initial it like it's an affidavit.
Uh-huh.
Like you're agreeing to the things that you're agreeing
now,
to.
Now, does it pull the blame off of Glock? Because they also require the dealer to sign it, so now it's the dealer's fault.
They
that's
do.
Right.
That,
not
that,
Glock.
It's that's a shared responsibility document.
Yeah, no.
Now, they says it indicate by your initials that the dealer has instructed you or that you are already aware of the following items.
Correct. So it's shared responsibility. And if you don't initial that one, then the dealer didn't do his job. And I can see that leading to
it's the dealer's
being,
fault.
Yeah.
You know, set in different places and you don't get the good deals anymore. I could totally
see dealer
preference built on it.
If this document ever ends up in court, it's going to be a he said situation. And it ultimately, they're going to hang it in the consumer's ass.
They're going to try to, yeah.
Can you imagine a large firearm dealer, this comes out into court, and they have to go through their 4473s of any time you sold a Glock?
Shields.
Mm-hmm. A big place that sells hundreds of guns a week. Mm-hmm. That would suck so bad.
Gun broker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
But how are they going to sign it and how are they going to instruct you? You basically buy it online and then it comes to an FFL and now it's your problem.
That's right. It's FFL's issue.
That's right. Yeah.
The way that this reads, the dealer has shared responsibility in getting the consumer and gun buyer to agree to the tenants on this document. And in a European mindset, there's no problem there.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before. We've talked about counter help. A lot of these people that are working these gun counters, they're lucky to know what the dangerous end is.
Let alone strip it and
right
field
and to have them instructing someone, and especially with the proliferation of new gun owners that we've seen in the last few years.
And handguns have been the drive of that.
That's right. That's right. So, and Glock, as always, leads the charge.
Well, they are the Honda Civic of the pistol world. They go bang every time. They handle,
I give them a little more credit than that. I call them a Tacoma.
I don't know, like a Tundra quality, but
no, Tacoma.
I know, but that's Toyota.
Yeah, but yeah, you throw him in the mud.
He can.
They just run.
You might be right.
Regime change on a budget, man. I'm going after Toyota.
Fair enough. But they are that to the handgun world.
They are.
They're reliable.
They are.
They're not super sexy in the way that they look. They don't fit everybody's hand, but they fit most.
They do.
And they do a good job of being a handgun.
Now, I ran into a student last week, and I'm not going to disclose her who it is because rather famous, but was doing some work because they're going to be filming a show next spring, and their character carries a Glock. And the comment was made that, you know, I'm not a real big fan of the Glock because they just don't fit my hand really well, which has always been my complaint. I have nothing against Glock other than they just don't fit me. And I put the Live Free that I got in their hand. And it was, wait a minute, this is a Glock, but it feels right. Yes. So I'm a huge fan of all these guys that are kind of doing the Glock clone thing because I think those guys are actually getting the geometry right where I don't know the Glock does.
Well, they make millions of them.
They do.
And they do a pretty good job for most. And yes, they've opened the door for a lot of customization, and it's an injection molded polymer pistol.
Right.
At the end of the day, a little bit of modification is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the one on the here that makes me giggle is number 9. Never place a loaded pistol in the storage box. So you have to empty it before you put it away.
Maybe
that's why I don't read instructions.
I have time to put my seatbelt on before I get in a wreck.
Right. And whenever you pick up your pistol, check it yourself to make sure it's unloaded.
No, I check it to make sure the damn thing's loaded because otherwise it's kind of freaking worthless.
And according to Glock, you're doing it wrong.
Well, that's why I don't own a freaking Glock. Because apparently I do it wrong.
This whole thing here, by attaching it to a 44-73, makes it an official affidavit, and that makes me nuts.
I sat right here one night, and I got my ass chewed because I had shit unloaded in the safe.
It doesn't do you any good if it had a bullet.
Exactly. Brandy was going through trying to find a loaded gun and couldn't find one, and she chewed my ass, and now everything's loaded.
But like siphoning the gas out of your car before you put it in the garage.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Good analogy. I like that.
Can't drive it without any gas.
Well, depends on how steep the hill is. Go downhill for a long ways.
My driveway's flat.
Oh, well, mine goes uphill, so I'm kind of screwed.
And I'm old and fat. I ain't pushing shit anymore.
You have a tractor for that.
Yeah.
So, what are you drinking tonight?
I've got a glass of the single malt here, about a finger and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Got the 10th Mountain going.
Got the 10th Mountain going.
You know, and I love those guys. You got Ryan and Brian and Jeremy over there. I'll tell you what, if you're ever looking for, like, the perfect old-fashioned, you need to find Jeremy.
He does a pretty good job.
Oh, my God, they're good.
And he did one where he heated up some apple cider and just a splash of it, enough in the drink, and it was right.
Interesting.
It was, yeah.
Apple cider. You know, one of these days, I'm going to open up their brandy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, 10th Mountain Whiskey, they're known for their bourbon. They're known for their single malt. But don't forget, guys, 10th Mountain runs the vodka, brandy. I mean, they have a liqueur, like a dessert liqueur that they
call it a cordial.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That comes in the tiny glass.
And that'll get you in trouble. Like, big time. So, I know we just talked to those guys. Brandy, what is our new discount?
So, the coupon code is DEERSHOOTER. It's all one word.
Okay.
And it is 15% off your order.
15.
And it can go to your home in most states, not all of you.
But you said they could ship to Wyoming now?
They can ship to Wyoming now. Right. They did get that cleared.
Sweet.
Finally.
Now, do we as hosts, we get a little better discount?
Nope.
Damn. I had to try on that.
Nope. We're just like everybody else.
All right, Tenth Mountain. You got to work on that part. So go check them out. Great guys. They support the community. They support veterans organizations. Tenth Mountain. All right. So what was it? 4 years ago, 5 years ago that we were all screaming about Harambe?
Wow, I've slept since then. I don't even remember Harambe.
That was the gorilla. The kid fell in the gorilla pen, and the gorilla was protecting him, and then they end up shooting the gorilla, and everybody lost their freaking minds. Well, now it's Peanut, the squirrel.
Hey, that little... I stutter. That little homie, he went down fighting, though. He bit one of those sons of bitches.
He did, and I'm sorry, that sons of bitch deserved it.
I agree.
He lived there for 7 years. It was his house.
Right.
He's protecting his home.
It was his house. That's right.
That's right. And he was doing what a pet should do. He's protecting the home. Now, I want to know what Fred the raccoon was doing, because Peanut put up a fight, but it didn't sound like Fred did.
Fred was probably eating popcorn, playing the PlayStation.
Yeah, so I was going to say playing video games. That sounds like Fred.
But, I mean, this whole thing just struck me. Because of the larger implications of it.
So, they, on an anonymous tip, raided this dude's house in tack gear, confiscated his family pets.
I heard they had six dudes on this.
Yep. And euthanized the pets without any due process whatsoever.
Well, because the squirrel bit one of them. So, in order to test for rabies, apparently you must kill them.
Right. So, they executed a no-knock warrant for pets.
Interesting.
So spin it to the invasion of privacy real quick.
Well, okay. I think this is much bigger than that.
This is crazy because, first of all, he's had this squirrel for 7 years. I don't know how long he's had the raccoon. He's had it for 7 years. This squirrel has its own Instagram account or Facebook account. Over 500,000 people are following this squirrel. It's not a damn secret, y'all.
No.
Right. No. But this is what bothers me about this. State of New York sends six guys in tack gear to go pick up a squirrel and a raccoon. Yet they will do absolutely nothing about the criminal illegal alien problem. How about Tender Iowa, guys? Let's do something about that.
I mean, maybe Peanut, you know, sees himself as a Mexican.
He might.
But again, they're a sanctuary city for the aliens.
And Peanut's not one?
Peanut was just a squirrel.
Native born, from what I understand. He was native New Yorker.
That's correct.
Now,
as is the raccoon, as I
understand. They said it's illegal there to have wild animals as pets. But he runs a wildlife and domestic animal refuge.
And with that, he has the licensing to own those animals.
And it's named after Peanut.
Correct. But to be doing that as a business, he has to have the licensing to do so. And in New York,
he does. Because he has a facility.
That's right.
That's right.
So you can't claim the wild animal statute as a cause for this.
No. But here's what bothers me about this. And this is why I look at this as a little bit broader issue, because they will, you know, the state of New York will do nothing about the illegal alien gangs that are running some of the cities there. You know, we talked about the Aurora apartment complex. The same kind of crap's going on in New York. Don't kid yourself. And the state will do nothing about it. But a citizen who is really doing nothing wrong, as you stated, has the licensing to be doing this, right? They go after him in full force.
Yeah.
That bothers me, that the state, and I say that, you know, it could be local, it could be state, it could be federal, it could be, they are willing to absolutely throw the book at a citizen, but will not go after illegals.
It's worse than that. They're willing to create a new chapter or subsection in the book to execute a no-knock tack warrant of confiscation of property against a citizen with a license to own said property.
Right.
Now, take those things in isolation.
Uh-huh.
If they're willing to do that for a squirrel and a raccoon, that Chinese daughter that you just adopted, what's next?
Yeah, and that's scary.
So they're willing to do it. They're not trying to hide it anymore, y'all. Now, it is New York, and they're fucking nuts over there.
They are.
And living there, you are subjugating yourself to that loony bin. But they are willing to knock your door in, come take whatever they think is not yours, without any recourse.
Or due process.
Correct.
I mean, that alone bothers me.
Correct.
You know, where has due process gone in this country?
It is subject to interpretation.
You know, and it's like you said in the beginning, where is Moose on this? I'm sure he's at Wasamata U.
Probably.
But, you know, getting his law degree, hopefully.
He earned it.
But this is getting out of control. The level of attack and vigor of going after U.S. citizens without due process, without, and for the most ridiculous things.
Well, and Michael Bain would call this a float.
Right.
They are floating the concept by doing it to see if they can get away with it. And if they can get away with it, they'll double down on it and do it another way.
Yeah, you know, I remember it was about a year ago, I think, the governor of New Mexico tried that crap in Santa Fe, and that didn't go over
so
well.
Santa Fe was Albuquerque. She tried to suspend the Second Amendment in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And she got her ass handed to her over it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I'm expecting that after tomorrow, because this is election eve that we're recording on, I'm expecting after tomorrow she's no longer going to have a job.
Gosh, I hope. I hope that the people would be better off.
Now, okay, and just I'm not gonna talk about the election specifically, but we were at a dinner the other night, and a friend of ours was sitting at the table with us, and he made the comment that his vote didn't matter.
I'm sad that he feels that way, but I can also understand why he feels that way.
I understand why he feels that way, but. What I was trying to get at in the conversation was that, yes, your vote matters. In Wyoming, we are a deep red state. If one person doesn't vote, no, it really doesn't matter because we have three electoral votes. It's not going to swing an election. However, I feel, especially now, it is absolutely important because you have, on the Democrat side, you have everybody screaming about the popular vote versus the electoral vote, because we don't teach civics anymore. So nobody understands how this works. But I think, especially now, it is so absolutely important that we send a message to the Democrat Party that we reject your socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. So I think, yeah, your vote does matter, because even if it doesn't matter electorally, it matters perceptually.
And from a civic duty and ideologic standpoint, I agree with you. But I've been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't believe we can trust an election process in this country anymore.
I don't either.
Which means the process is rigged. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I said what I said. And if that's the case, does your vote really matter?
Well,
the process is broken. It doesn't matter what you say. They're going to do what they want anyway.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And they've proven that. Just today I was listening to the news, and Jamie Raskin was doing an interview. I didn't catch who or what. I just caught part of it. But basically he said that if they find that Trump is winning on election night, they're going to stop the count.
Agreed.
And this is a Democrat operative.
They did it last time.
Right. And then all of a sudden, Biden rose, like, straight up. I've never seen that. At,
no,
what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
All those falsified ballots showed up. Look, should you vote? Yes. Do you trust the system? Probably not, if you're paying attention.
Well, they just came out in Michigan. The the Secretary of State in Michigan came out and started was talking about discrepancy in the Dominion voting machines. Again, here we go.
Yeah, they're happening in Texas. They're happening in Iowa. It's rampant. Back to not trusting the system.
Right.
From a civic duty, go vote. It is one of the foundations of how our governmental structure works. We will fix, whether through a legal process or a shooting process, we will fix and get back to a constitutional republic.
It's sad to me, though.
But go vote.
That we are living in a time where we are actually looking at the ammo box, that third box, as a potential solution here.
Absolutely right.
That's terrifying to me.
But we have been warned about this since the 60s.
That's true.
When you start listening to old speeches and looking at politics and current events and the way the world shifts and rolls, it's not an overnight thing.
No.
It's a long process, and they like it that way because you forget.
You're exactly right. And I think all of this is... this is coming out of KGB operations that were engaged in the 60s.
Sure.
This is all of that finally coming to fruition. The radicalization of the left, of our colleges.
Well, and we've done it to ourselves in a lot of ways because we've gone along to get along. It's not that big a deal in this little microscopic soundbite, but they add up.
Well, and we got to stop laughing things off. We have to start taking these people at their word. A decade ago, okay, we were laughing about woke. We were laughing about the, you know, I got to have a puppy room because I was triggered in colleges. We were laughing about this. Now we're living with it.
Correct.
So we have to start taking them at their word.
They're not trying to hide it anymore, man.
No. And I don't think they really have for a decade now.
And they've done it for so long out in the public that people just accept it, and it becomes okay at that point.
Right.
It's not okay.
So, all right, we got a few minutes left here. We're gonna, once this airs, we may or may not know.
It'll be days before we really know.
What's your prediction?
I honestly think we're going to see them let Trump take it because they recognize the same thing that we've all said for a year.
Kamala sucks.
Well, your hatred for him doesn't make her qualified.
No. No, and if you look at her, she wasn't elected. She wasn't primaried. She didn't get there because the people wanted her.
Correct.
And the way that she got there... it is kind of nuts. And I'm kind of curious because you know Obama was behind a lot of that.
Oh, sure.
I'm kind of curious as to where he's going to fit in the Democrat Party when she fails.
Well, he'll always be a president.
Well, you're right, but right
legitimate
now...
Legitimate or not, he'll always be one.
That doesn't change. But right now, he's still the golden boy of the Democrat Party. He screwed this up royally.
I wouldn't put it all on him either.
But then again,
there's somebody running him.
But then again, I mean, Democrats fail up.
Always.
So.
Always. That's right. Now, this is it's a national IQ test, and I hope you all pass. I don't have a whole lot of faith, but I hope you do.
Well, that's the thing, though. I have faith in the people. I don't have faith in the system.
So you're still going to vote?
I already did.
Good.
I voted early because I was anticipating not being here on election day, but...
participation, even in a broken system, matters.
Well, you have to beat the system to fix the system.
Correct.
And that's the only way we're ever going to make this right, is if we have to get control.
Right.
So, I have high hopes for a Trump presidency. I've been hearing a lot of things about Elon Musk and RFK Jr. getting in there and auditing a lot of these agencies, auditing the government, auditing the executive branch. I'd like to see that happen. I think it's going to cause a financial collapse once those books get opened up, but it needs to happen because it's the only way we're going to right the ship.
Agreed.
And I hate to say it. I don't think it matters. If Kamala gets elected, there's going to be some pain, and it's going to get ugly. If Trump gets elected, we're going to feel some pain, but it's because that's what it's going to take to fix it.
It's going to be painful, no matter which way it goes.
Right. So, I mean, I spent the day making sure all my gas cans were full, making sure all my vehicles were full, getting some groceries.
You do realize we live in Wyoming, and we're going to have a nanosecond or two, so it's going to come here last.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's going to be supply chain like COVID, so
it'll come here
that's
last.
My fear.
We're just getting ready for that. Yep.
I don't want to have to go out. If I don't absolutely have to, I don't want to.
That's smart. That is really smart.
You know, and look, we're through the first few days of the month now, so I can actually go to Walmart and not have to fight through the sea of the Indians.
Yep. And one of our friends just got his first airplane, so now we have an Air Force.
Perfect.
Oh man.
Yeah, I just said that out loud.
we already had an Air Force. My brother-in-law's a pilot.
Fly a helicopter, yes.
Well, my brother-in-law's a pilot.
That's true.
I mean, we have an air. We have bombed hunting camp with Maverick burritos.
All right, I can get behind this.
It's been done.
Perfect.
We decided that the next time we do that, we need to make parachutes.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I told them we're filming it.
Yes.
And then I'm going to sell it to Maverick as a commercial.
I want to be part of this.
We'll make it happen.
Okay.
So, Brandy, what's your prediction?
For?
The election.
It's just going to be ugly. It don't matter. It's going to be shitty.
Hot and shitty.
So are liberal cities burning or is the rest of the country burning? Because that's your choice.
Yeah, it's going to all burn.
All burn.
It doesn't matter.
She's saying Harris is going to pull that off and it doesn't matter. It's all going to burn.
It's all going to burn.
Well, look.
Because they're going to make sure we do.
God, I hope you're wrong.
One way or the other.
I'm not getting on a boxcar, y'all. Sorry.
Nope. No, I'm not.
You know, what's that saying? I'm dying with my boots on. And I think this is, you know, we were sitting around here a week or so ago, and I had pulled up one of Reagan's speeches, his Time for Choosing speech, and he presented that speech in 1964,
yeah,
and he could have been talking about yesterday.
Ronald Reagan, Time for Choosing. Go look it up.
Yep, absolutely. Go look it up. It's like 45 minutes long, but it is well worth it. And you will hear things, and you're going to go, wait a minute, is this guy a time traveler? Because he said it 60 years ago.
That's right.
And it applies to exactly what's going on today. I don't know.
It's a great speech.
So I guess I'll leave you guys with, I really, really hope that the election goes the way you want it to go.
Well, we may have to do a special edition watching the shenanigans on the news agencies.
Ooh, we going to do it live?
Maybe. Something like that.
Never do it live at all.
Anybody's going to hear this before we go live, but, you know.
Yeah.
Now we'll record it.
Ooh. Okay.
Because then, you know.
So I can edit it out when I'm screaming at the TV?
Yes. I don't know why you would.
No, I don't know either.
But and then yes, maybe you drop it before this one airs. Drop it Wednesday. Surprise dropping.
I could do that.
Bird poop.
We could totally do that. So, yeah, if you're listening to this on Thursday, look for a surprise yesterday.
All right, that's funny. That's your new marketing plan.
All right. All I'm going to say, guys, is I hope you got out. I hope you voted. I hope the election went the way that you hoped it would. And other than that, I mean, don't blame your gun, and just do what you can to stay safe out there.